take a look here. Mm-hmm. Let me get my battery pack first.
Battery
charging pack? It on the wall here. So I have a light that I use. I keep it on my head, and there's a little flashlight in between my glasses, so I don't have to use the overhead light.
That's cool.
It does. It makes it real easy for me to see. But in my case, my battery's running low, so I have it tied to the wall. So I might make sure I'm not pulling myself away from the wall. I'm going to go ahead and have you open this. Let's take a look here. It's a little sore down there, but it's healing nicely. Does it bother you at all?
All right, yeah.
A little bit? Okay. It really is healing nicely. That's great. It's just going to take a little time. So we're going to go right up here above where you're at. We're going to give you a little numbing gel there.
This stuff tastes terrible.
Okay, we're just going to sneak on in there. I'm just going to gently hold that there for about a minute or so, okay? Mm-hmm. I have you look towards me just a bit. You're going to be great. We're going to sneak on in here. We're going to go in 3, 2, little pinch. You're doing fine. Little pressure to 3, 2, 1. Just like that. All done. Little sensitive way up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me give you a rinse.
We just let that settle on.
A little bit of water.
Open again for you? No, we're just looking at the back of the shoes here. Just give it a little bit of time. And we'll go ahead and we'll give you a little bit more, but you're not going to feel that, okay?
Do you need a rinse?
No rinse?
Okay. Go ahead and close on that. Is that better or do you need another rinse?
I'm good now.
Okay.
Is it normal to drill a lot when you've been...
Are you open just a bit here? Open
the
door. No, I'm not poking you. I'm sorry. We're going to just...
Taking a measurement.
So, Lou, what we're looking at is roughly about 15 to 16 millimeters. It's probably where our little vent is on the side of that tube. Let's pull up the notes here. I want to see where we're at with our guide plan of 15, size 15 from last time. Just the clinic notes.
Yeah.
2, 1. Okay, let's give her a little bit of rinse. Sorry for the pinch.
A little bit of water.
And we're going to go ahead and start removing the filling on the back of the tooth. There's no nerve left in the tooth. You shouldn't feel any of this. You let me know if you're doing okay, all right?
Okay.
I'm just going to have you look up to the sky here just a bit. Look towards Lou.
I'll try to keep you as dry as possible, Joanne, but it's right in the front.
And we're actually going to go with a smaller vial.
Like drilling, or what is this?
Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take the temporary filling out.
Oh, goody.
That you have in the back there. But we're not going to stick any files or little cleaners down the tooth just yet. We're just working on the outside. You doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Tell me when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Through here.
And open. And go ahead and bite down. Perfect, just like that.
Okay, yep. Open.
All right. Let's take a look.
Dad.
We're going to go ahead, I'm going to sit you up here. Okay. In the short term, you are perfectly okay.
Okay.
The nerve is out of the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
The tooth is empty.
Wow.
Problem is, we can't leave it like that forever because the same thing, I'm going to take the glasses from you here.
Mm-hmm.
When the tooth is empty, it's the same thing as being dead and there's no defenses against any bacteria getting back up into the tooth.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk to Valley Endodontics for you, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to see, because in private practice, I would just cover the cost for you. I said, well, we billed you, you'll pay the endodontist, and what we did was free. Well, it doesn't work that way with us because we're billed out to the government.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to the clinic, we're going to talk to Valley Endodontics and see how we're going to handle the finances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we might not be able to cover all the costs, but we should be able to cover some.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to work on after the holiday weekend. For the holiday weekend, you're going to be just fine. I'm going to give you my cell number. If you need any antibiotics, things do swell up, give me a call. I'd be happy to prescribe you something, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Okay.
So what we're looking at is before, when we were cleaning out the tooth, so if the tooth is this long and it was calcified two-thirds of the way down, we were drilling through there and we actually went down and we went out the side a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now that happens, but we were also able to find the bottom of the tooth. Well, today, a couple weeks later, we weren't able to find the bottom of the tooth, but it was able to slide out the side a little bit when we were cleaning it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't want to do anything further. What we need to do is we're going to refer you guys over to an endodontist, a Valley Endo.
Mm-hmm.
They have a microscope they can see down there. It's going to be a little bit easier. Plus, they have the expertise to navigate around there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to keep, exploring. We know where things are at. If we can't get around it, that's what the specialist is for.
Right.
Now, what I was telling Joanne is that normally we're going to, in a private practice, we would help you with the cost of that, or we wouldn't bill here. You would just get billed at the endodontist's office, or we'd work something out. Well, because it's tied with the government, that you can't do that. So what I'm going to do is talk to Valley Endo and, after the holiday weekend with everything, and we're going to see what we can do with our clinic and with you guys too, so you're not going there and paying full price for everything, to see what we can do with that, so we can try to help you out with that, because the government's reimbursing us for our visits here, but because we're not going to be completing the work, we need to figure out how the finances are going to work. For right now, it's telling us she's fine in the short term. The tooth is empty. It's clean. We have some sterile medicine in there that's going to help keep things clean. But in the long term, we can't just leave an empty tooth. Chances are it'll be fine. We really want to make sure we're filling it completely.
Great.
Now, the endodontist, when he sees her, they may decide, hey, we're going to just fill it as much as we can to the bottom and see where things are at. And, there's a sick tooth, and we're going to kind of see where things are going to go in the future. But I'm going to leave that up to them to decide, okay? So for right now, it's cleaned up, but it's just not completed all the way to the bottom. And that's what we need to talk to them about.
To see if they'll handle doing the rest of it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, because what I'd like to see if we could get in there is with a microscope, blowing things up, instead of 2.5 times magnifying, which was on my glass I'm looking at, it goes 10 or even more than that.
Right.
So you can really see down to the bottom of that canal and navigate these little pinholes that we need to find.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's calcified all the way down, that's another complication, but they have some extra instruments that are able to break through some of that calcification.
Wow. Okay.
So basically, we ran into a roadblock today, and instead of bulldozing through, we're going to back up a step and make sure we're,
going
not destroying
it, right,
the tooth working. Yeah.
I'm leaving for Wausau in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay, okay. How long are you going to be there for?
5 days.
Oh, that won't. We'll work around your schedule.
Okay.
Short term, I'm talking, you've got a couple of weeks, a couple of months. It's
mm-hmm.
just kind of, you just don't want to forget about it.
The government finances will take for a while, and we wouldn't deal around that stuff.
It does, but also, too, with our clinic, it's kind of tough because we don't have the regular support network of specialists, and normally, I'll do a lot more surgeries than I used to do in private practice. I'm comfortable doing them, they work out fine, but normally I'd do something I would have referred. Here, this was something a little out of the ordinary that normally it's a simple tooth to do. Well, sometimes you don't have the results that we're hoping for, and when you get to roadblocks, that's when you say, hey, let's take a step back, let's let everyone in the dental community help out with this, and we'll see what our results are. Because we don't want to just leave it and hope for the best, because it's an important tooth, you can't pull it, I don't want to pull that one, and we want to make sure we're giving it all we can with that.
Our teeth are, they're part of chewing and